Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, you're gonna help us help Quentin. That's how this is gonna go.
That's right. It's Thursday. It's afternoon. We're gonna do the list nominations. So
Halloween is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Quentin has two Halloween parties to go to.
When are the Halloween parties?
They're both on Halloween, aren't they?
Both on Halloween?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. It's that it's on a Friday because Halloween's like a weekend this year.
Yeah,
it's great.
So Quentin is asking for you guys to give him ideas on what to wear for Halloween. Now, here's the deal. You suggest them on the text line at 913-586-7798. We will take these nominations, give our top five tomorrow, and then you guys get to vote on which one is the best, and whatever one that is the costume that he will wear. Now, as far as Quentin is concerned, some necessary deets on him. He is 6'4". He's 180 pounds.
There's a picture of him on the Jamie and Weir Facebook page.
You can go see him there.
We already have some great suggestions on the Facebook page.
We do. Would love to get some from the text line, 913-586-7798. Now, Jamie, here's my question to you. Do we allow him to participate?
No.
No. Because he'll come up with like something innocuous or easy.
No,
I want a laissez-faire this.
Hands off.
No.
Yes.
I made a promise.
Thank you, French
this
major.
Would be up to you guys.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's what laissez-faire means.
Weir is offered to kick in $50 for the cause. If this has to be purchased from somewhere,
I will pay $50 for the costume.
Yes.
That's it, though. If it's over that, that's on Quentin. 913-586-7798.
Okay, so we're doing this the same way as always, right? Where you're all going to make suggestions. Tomorrow, we'll take his top five. I'll take my top five. You'll vote on who's number one is best. And then that's what we'll do.
So here's my first one. I thought it would be he's a producer for a radio show.
Okay.
Most frightening thing for him would be dead air.
Describe that costume.
So he would be a zombie with a dead air sign like flashing on him in red, or just written in red around his neck, shuffling around with a broken microphone stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, yours is going to be so much better.
No, absolutely not. No, you're going to win. Obviously, that's how we know this is going to go. Mm-hmm. I think he should be a Q-tip.
That's actually
because it's tall and it would be easy.
Yeah, no, that's
good.
You
just wear white head to toe.
You're leaning into the physical aspect of
it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And yeah. He's already got the beard, so we can just dye the beard white. Just dye all of his hair white and then put something white and big on his head.
Okay. Just get a white wig, right?
Maybe put a little goo in the hair like it's earwax or something.
Oh, gross. Oh.
Yep, I think you should be a Q-tip.
Yeah. All right. From the text line, 913-586-7798. A blue shirt with cotton balls glued on, a spray bottle with water. When asked what you are, just say you're cloudy with the chance of showers and spray them with the water.
Wow. It's interactive.
Are we trying to get Quentin beaten up?
Like, we're not bailing him out of jail.
Yeah, the $50 does not go to jail. Does not go to your bailout money. No. Not this time. Not again.
No.
All right. What else you got?
I like the idea of him being Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
He could carry the painter. He could carry the easel with him.
He's got a Bob Ross vibe.
Oh, totally does. He's got that calm.
No, he doesn't have the calm. Well, but he's got the look.
Yeah.
Can you do like a nice Bob Ross voice?
And today,
happy little trees.
Happy little trees. Okay.
Yes. Happy little trees.
Look at this little rascal here.
Yeah.
It's really easy. You just don't raise your voice above a whisper.
Yeah. Yes.
And you compliment everything you see.
Talk about what's on your...
You
easel. Could do paintings of people
mm-hmm.
while you're there.
You should...
Bob Ross.
You should... Never mind. I was thinking... But that would involve blackface, so never mind.
Oh, no, let's not. Let's not get in trouble.
Bob Diana Ross. I don't know what I was thinking there.
No.
Because he wouldn't get that reference at all, and neither would anybody with him.
Yeah.
All right. I suggested this earlier. Jamie's not going to get this. I doubt very many people in the audience will, but I know when I told Quentin, he loved this idea. Waluigi. So do you know the Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
You know Luigi?
Yeah.
So in the Mario world, there's an evil version of Mario named Wario, and there's an evil version of Luigi named Waluigi.
I like that.
It acts like this.
Oh.
He's the
That's
worst.
That's annoying. Okay.
Oh, he's the worst. And I was, by the way, toning that down. That's more him. He's the worst. But Quinn has the build for it. Can you do a Waluigi sound?
Let's hear it.
Well, here I have it just so.
No,
just
I
so
want you world... to do it because you're going to have to do it.
You play it first.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
What sounds like.
Do you have the actual sound effect? I'm sorry, I talked over it like an idiot.
That's what Waluigi sounds like.
Yeah. Now you do it.
Yeah, he did.
No, I think that needs to work.
I think that that's actually pretty good. I think your Waluigi's not bad. No, it's a stupid name. I hate the name. They couldn't come up with a better name for the evil Luigi besides Waluigi.
Mm-hmm.
From the text line, how about Phillies Karen or KC Karen?
You want him to be a woman?
The problem is the beard.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The beard's a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the few stipulations.
Not getting rid of the beard.
No.
Are you willing to dye the beard?
My
flesh colored
lower half of my face has not seen sun in a very long time.
Yeah,
and it might concern people if they see how pale.
I gotta
that
be
skin
honest,
is.
It's weird. Like I just have the stubble, but if I go fully down, it looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
It just because it's not natural. It's not supposed to be like that. There's got to be a way we can do that though, right? Where we could do. I don't know, because the implication there is you stole something from a child.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kids suck, so you know.
I mean, I don't think you'd be above it. I think whenever we did that story, you're like, good, good. That kid needs to learn.
Uh-huh. I mean, we don't world's know. Not I mean, fair. Let's be honest. We talk about how bad the woman was. We don't know that kid. That kid could suck.
He might be evil.
Right.
He might be Damien. We don't know.
Yeah.
Did anybody check the back of his neck to see if there's 3 sixes? Don't know. All right. By the way, we're doing the list nominations this week. It is Quentin. What Quentin is going to be for Halloween from the text line. He can be a serial killer. Get little boxes of cereal, put knives in them, glue them on a shirt. Now he's a serial killer.
That's funny.
Yeah. There's also
the
uncreative version of serial killer where you don't dress up like anything. And when people go, who are you supposed to be? You're like, I'm a serial killer. We look just like everyone else.
Let's be more creative than that.
Yeah.
Let's do more than that.
Having to carry around a bunch of props to sell the costumes and tent is not practical, especially when a tent. Okay, thank you for the killjoy there.
What about Willy Wonka?
Captain Depression.
What is Willy Wonka?
You've got the build for it. You could the Gene Wilder version, because that's a version that matters.
I feel like that would be expensive. That's a whole costume.
Pants, get him a wig. He's got to carry a cane.
I think you have the build for it.
Yeah.
I have some. I can go through some of the Facebook
suggestions. Yeah, what were the Facebook suggestions?
Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover.
I like that one a lot.
You're going to need some.
Well, yeah, we just get a pillow and put it underneath his gut.
Yeah.
It'd be even worse on him.
Obi-Wan Kenobi from like the newer movies.
The Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. We've got, somebody just said a Viking, which I think I could pull off.
Okay.
Especially before I shave my beard.
I need to bonk some of these women on our Facebook page, apparently. a Viking rowing a mighty vessel into port.
Somebody said the millennial fear, which, as they described, was write things that scare millennials on post-it notes and put them all over you.
But wait, is that implying that you're a millennial or you're going to scare us? I'm confused.
Well, I think the implication there is that I have been called an old soul many a times, not just on this radio station, but on other radio stations in this building.
So shouldn't it be things Gen Z fear?
Maybe. Like, I mean, we could work with it.
Just the fact that you're there at a party. Mm-hmm. That's terrifying enough.
Somebody suggested Ted Lasso. The beard, the hair.
Yeah.
Get you a jacket.
Yeah, get a jacket. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
you're a little tall for it, but.
Yeah. You can carry a soccer ball around with you and go, I don't know what to do with this thing. I have no idea. You have the believe sign, maybe. Somebody said, where's Waldo?
That's great.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Wear a dark gray hoodie and sweatpants. Put a bunch of mousetraps in your...
In your what?
It's in your comma. Streak? I don't know what they want. What? Put some mousetraps in your... Streak some red paint for blood and go as a trap mouse. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah. Somebody said tall glass of water.
Oh, yeah, because that's like an expression.
That. Yeah, and it means you're good looking.
Right.
Sure.
Oh, well, thank you, texter.
Yeah, that's right.
You could. I don't know. How could we do that? How
does it mean you're good looking?
Yeah, I just thought a tall glass of water. Usually we say he's a tall glass of water. He's a good looking guy.
Not trying to go too squirrel here, but I'm trying to figure out why that means you're good looking.
I don't either. I don't know why, but it's an expression.
Because you're refreshing?
Yeah, I don't know why you could do that. We could get like bubble wrap or something and take bubble wrap around you and paint it blue. And
from the text line. Yeah, I like schoolgirl. Sure.
Huh?
Weirdos.
What? He's 6 foot.
That's what makes it funny.
But they won't get it.
Put him in a white garbage bag and call him white trash.
That's funny. That's funny.
It'd be funny if that person didn't even know what we were doing right now.
Yeah, just that put would him in work for garbage. Anybody.
Yeah.
Stretch Armstrong. Somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
Get a Stretch Armstrong because you're so tall, and that would be an easy costume to create.
You stretch out. You just have your arms longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get green fabric and
inflatable whacking waving arm flailing tube man, like you see outside of car dealerships. Yeah.
That's like funny. That's
I
not
think
bad.
I've seen that. I think I've seen that at Spirit Halloween too.
Yesterday when we started this conversation, someone on the text line just said Gumby. That was it. Just Gumby.
Just Gumby. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fair. Fair. Just green. Gumby, damn it.
What about Shaggy from Scooby Doo?
That's good.
You've got the build for that. That'd be an easy costume.
Yeah.
I like that.
He has a beard.
Yeah.
Can you do a Shaggy voice?
We might have to find it.
I might have to like listen to Shaggy.
Oh, geez, Scoop.
Yeah, I'll find a clip.
Oh man,
find a clip so we can see if you can
basically
pull it off.
A older stoned version of Morty from Rick and Morty.
And we could get him a dog, like to go with him.
Yeah, a little Scooby dog.
Yeah,
yeah. Just go to Casey Pet Project and pick one up.
I have one.
Yeah,
you carry around for a while.
Somebody said human static, dress in all gray with crinkly aluminum foil layered everywhere. Top of the headset made of tangled wires. I guess they're leaning into the whole, you work in radio, huh? Thing.
Abraham Lincoln?
That I could see.
I could see that very easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just get a top hat, really.
Yeah, that's it. And a brown suit.
I mean, out of all of the people from that era, you know, I'm happy that we went with the northern side. That makes me feel good.
You have a bit of a James Longstreet vibe to you too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least what's his face who played him in Gettysburg?
Did you find Shaggy?
Joe Dirt. Oh, can you just say Zoinks?
Zoinks?
Zoinks!
Is that how he says it?
It'll be a little more emphatic.
Okay. I'm trying to find... There's a lot of Scooby-Doo ones.
Okay. Just do it.
Do you need Shaggy? That's all you need is Shaggy.
I know. It's surprisingly difficult to find without the old Warner Brothers music behind it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. That's a problem. What about the cowball player? Oh, Will Ferrell in the Blue Oyster Cult sketch, the cowbell sketch from SNL. Yeah.
Always need more cowbell.
Yeah. I got a fever. That actually would be good. I think,
so
I think
you could also be annoying while you're at it and just bring the cowbell the whole time.
Well, you have the cowbell. People wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because then people would be like, who are you? And then just start hitting the cowbell. And then you could just switch that back and forth with the Zach Galifianakis from Hangout or Hangover thing. Because they basically look the same, like the same guy. Just one of them has a cowbell.
People keep saying Slender Man.
No.
What is that from?
It's a video game or that's some dumb thing.
I don't know.
Silent Hill, isn't that what it's from? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, Pyramid Head is from Silent Hill. RoboCop. My favorite is Where's Waldo so far.
That's very good. That's great. What else? We need to talk about what else would go with that costume.
Where's Waldo?
Well, because he would need.
I think he always had a cane. He has glasses.
The glasses are significant. Yeah, yeah. And like the red
suspenders. Like a stocking hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The red and white stocking hat.
Yeah.
Could always use another beanie.
And you could just be hiding all the time, which would be great for you because you don't like talking to people.
Print out a bunch of people to go cardboard people to go on the sides of you. All right, there we go. All right, so we will those together. We'll get our five, and then you guys get to vote tomorrow on which one is the best, and that is what Quentin will go as for Halloween.
I love it.
That is going to be crazy. And, yeah, again, I will pay for the costume,
yes,
but only the first $50. yes. Coming up.
Can we talk about coffee?
Yeah, let's talk about coffee.
This was on our list yesterday. Like, yep. There are some things that we are not going to give up, no matter how expensive it gets.
And coffee is one of them.
I speak for myself.
Because I've already given it up, but we'll talk about that next.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stomach day.
All right, The Atlantic did this story, which I appreciate very, very much. The drink that Americans won't give up without a fight. Coffee has almost no nutritional value and lots of substitutes. Hmm. It's also apparently too important to lose. They get into a lot of the price increases. They said coffee in the U.S. is nearly 40% more expensive than it was a year ago.
Jeez Louise.
Holy cow. That's partly our own fault because we imposed tariffs of 50% on Brazil and 20% on Vietnam, which together produce more than half of the world's coffee beans.
Yeah, that's our fault because we're the ones doing that.
It was our fault a little bit. Climate change-related fires, flooding, droughts already forced up coffee prices globally. And then futures for coffee are increased even just in the last couple of months. And yet we are not giving it up. We are buying it anyway.
So here's my question. For you guys out there, if you're trying to save money on coffee, why don't you just get caffeine pills? Isn't that all you're getting out of your coffee?
I will only speak for myself in that I like the heat.
Okay.
I like drinking a cup of coffee. I like it on like during the week. I like it when I'm working. I like that it's heat on my throat. I like the flavor of coffee. I enjoy that experience. What I do a lot of days now is when I'm done kind of with my morning stuff, I go and I sit out on the back patio and the dog runs around the backyard and I sit there with my cup of coffee while the sun comes up, and that's delightful.
So to me, it's not even the caffeine you're addicted to. It's the routine.
I like the experience.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just like what we were talking about, cigarettes and how people won't give up cigarettes, and you know they should, even if you're diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
Quitting cigarettes can extend your life even then. And people are like, nope, I'm not giving it up. The ritual can't do it. Same thing with coffee.
And I don't drink a lot of it. I only do a cup and a half because my mocha pot only fits a cup and a half, and that's all I do. And I don't often do it on weekends. Mm. Very often on the weekends, I get up late enough and I'm worried about drinking caffeine and not being able to go to bed because I'm old. So I skip it on weekends.
I drink more coffee on the weekends than I do during the week.
Really?
Just because.
Get yourself hyped.
Well, it's just, you know, like I use the Keurig. Right. Yeah. So I make individual K-cups before, but on the weekend, there's a pot of coffee, and as a group, there's enough coffee for everybody to drink out of the pot of coffee.
Yeah.
So there's coffee sitting there in the pot, and I don't want that to go to waste. So I drink the pretty kind of gross coffee that is made for the collective, but it's part of my morning routine. It's I make my coffee, I drink my shake, and I get out of the house.
What's the nastiest coffee that you've drank regularly?
My dad drinks Folgers, which is, I constantly refer to it as the Mr. Water News from Monsters, Inc. coffee. It's so gross.
But when I worked on the railroad, they gave us free coffee. And I got to tell you, I didn't like coffee, but when I worked early in the mornings and you need to be alert, otherwise you could die, get hit by a train or something, I was terrified of that. So I would just sit there and drink coffee. And it's probably the reason I hate coffee and don't drink it to this day. That was my first experience. This is my first like real adult job. And that's my first experience like drinking coffee that was provided. It's the worst. It was easily the worst thing I've ever drank.
I started drinking coffee when I started my job at the animal hospital. Because you know, you got to go on and do stuff. And it was
same thing. Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I've always done it. And my mom was a big coffee drinker. My mom got my dad into drinking coffee. And so it just sort of became like a whole family thing.
Okay, so if you're a coffee drinker and get 40% a lot, what are you doing about it? Are you just saying this is where I'm not going to give it. I'm just going to spend more money. What are you doing about it? Because a long time ago, because I'm a coffee snob, but more so I'm frugal, is that I buy cheap coffee, like from Aldi, whatever Aldi's got, like Colombian, but I make it in a way that makes it taste good. So I have a lot of toys.
I used to
mocha pot and the French press and the pour over.
When I worked mornings, I used to make, what is it? Greek frappe coffee.
It's
instant coffee. You put it in there. And I can't remember how you make it now. I used to do it every day. You put it in there. You put some water on it, like boiling water on it. You mix in whatever. And then you get one of those air, spinny thing. The thing that was stuck in your drawer.
That
was going off.
Oh, yes. The frother.
Get a frother and you just kind of work it and it goes up.
Okay.
And then you drink it. It's great. It would taste awesome. I hate coffee, but that would be one way that I could consume it.
My favorite is the French press. Out of all the toys I have, and you can get them for like $15. I mean, I love mine and that's the best. Pour over is definitely the snazziest. I acknowledge, but I make that a lot on the weekends. And during the week I do the mocha pot, and that mocha pot probably was $15, but it allows me to buy cheap coffee and still have it taste really good. Despite there being a lot of substitutes for caffeine, you'll pry it out of my dead hands.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. If it's not coffee, what is it? Like, what are you not cutting back? What are you refusing?
Despite prices going up, like inflation. If it's something that costs a lot more, what are you not letting go of?
Despite inflation, what are you just not bending to? You're not terrified of it. We'll be back in five.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are there any songs about coffee that are upbeat?
There should be, because it gives you like a jolt of energy.
Yeah, you've played two in a row that just sound like somebody crying. Like, you know what makes my coffee taste good in the morning?
Tears.
The tears that run down my face.
Yeah, a lot of Taylor Swift-esque songs about coffee.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of girls holding it because they can't hold him anymore, so they hold their warm coffee.
So The Atlantic had the story, and I totally agree, that even though I cannot believe coffee prices are up 40% in 1 year. Like, I need to look back at receipts from last year, because I scan all my receipts, because Fetch gives you points, and see what I was paying at Aldi for the same container of coffee a year ago. I cannot believe it's up 40%. It clearly doesn't matter because I'm buying it anyway. And right. So is everybody else. Where you can take the caffeine pills. You can get it in other ways. We still like the experience of drinking coffee. And I'm there.
I guess I'm glad this has never really been.
Oh, you're very lucky that it's not.
But I have soda. It's not. Oh, it's less healthy, well, even.
We all
and
have vices.
I drink too much of it. But I would say if there's one thing I'm not going to give up, or Katie and I have actually talked about it. We've literally said, like, what will we give up before soda? We've literally said, I think one of the cars we would figure out, we would carpool. I will just drive her to work in the morning if it meant, like, it came down to it, that we would have to give up soda.
And I drink zero soda.
Yeah.
Ever. I did as a kid, and then at some point I gave it up, and I don't miss it.
The only soda I drink is when I have some sort of a mixer drink.
Club soda. I'll drink that, but I don't count that.
That's the only time that I actually drink soda.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Vodka Coke. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Ashley in Bonner Springs. Hey, Ashley.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Howdy.
What do you have to say about this?
Thank you for having me. So I was diagnosed early in life with ADHD, and my parents are pastors, so they don't believe in medicating children. So what they did find out was that coffee does the same as, say, your Ritalin and your Adderall and things of that nature. So since I was in first grade, I want to say you're about 5 or 6 around that time, but I've been drinking coffee since then. And yes, it does stunt your growth. I'm all of 5'2".
Sister, I'm 5 feet tall, girl. I'm right with you. That's really funny because I have a touch of ADHD, and caffeine is not enough for me. I need a little bit of something else.
Yeah, it actually makes me calmer. I actually can drink coffee before I go to bed, and it helps me go to sleep.
That's true of me.
A lot of people are like that.
Ashley, I don't drink coffee before I go to bed, but I've literally woken up in the middle of the night, and there's not been anything to drink, so I'll crack open a soda, and I'll literally just drink that and then fall back asleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. For days.
Thanks for your call, Ashley. Text line 913-586-7798. We were asking you, what will you give up, or what do you refuse to give up? What's something you refuse to give up, no matter how much it starts costing? Concert tickets. I'll eat ramen all week if it means I can scream along with my favorite band.
I like that. I like the money on the experience. I like that. That's cool.
Chiefs games. I've been a season ticket holder for 40 years.
Wow.
I will skip vacations before I skip Arrowhead.
Okay.
I get
the choice.
That's the ritualistic aspect of it too.
Yeah.
Right.
You've had them every year.
I love the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But my ritual is mostly watching them at home. And when I've gone to games, as much fun as it's been to go to games, I actually kind of miss the home ritual a little bit, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, yeah.
I miss, like, I'm usually grilling before the game and
screaming
and
at the TV and annoying your wife. And yes.
It's not annoying. It's terrifying her. She has no idea why I'm upset. It has to be like crazy if you don't understand what's going on in football.
Like, why are they?
And then all of a sudden your husband is up going, no,
what has happened?
And she's like, the ball went the other way. Like, is that bad? Like, I don't know what's the problem.
Yeah.
But that other man caught the ball and is just running in the other direction. Isn't that somebody caught it?
Why don't you understand?
Yeah. Books. I'll wear my shoes until they fall apart, but I'm not leaving Barnes and Noble empty handed. Have you heard of a library?
Wow. Yeah. Libraries.
I don't mean to sound mean or anti-literature, but you don't need to buy books. They are free at the library.
Yeah, but you know what the Barnes and Noble has that the library doesn't?
Coffee.
A Starbucks.
That's right. Oh, and a bunch of people were doing your favorite routine there, Quentin. Huh? This is the problem with this generation. They'll go into debt buying Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
And then they complain about not having money for anything else.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So you what's your problem with that?
My pumpkin spice latte from my cold dead hands.
But you don't even go to Starbucks,
no,
right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so you're still broke. What's your excuse?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
Yeah.
It's a very good question.
It's that gambling habit.
Some people
that beard
may
oil.
Say it's a personal choice.
Strip
you know,
clubs.
Those people.
That's where he gets the beard oil.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just having our own conversation over here. It's fine.
Streaming services. I cut cable for a reason. I'm not going back to the antenna life. I'm living that antenna life. It's great. I don't know.
We'll teach you all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, you can still watch the streaming services.
Legal, not legal. Legal, not legal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a gray area.
There's lots of free ones out there that will provide you with plenty of awesome entertainment, like Fubi and others.
Mm-hmm.
They are out there. Don't ask me about them on the air.
Yeah.
Well, we're licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. All right, yes. Date night. It's the one night a week we remember that we like each other. That's people won't cut back on that. That's true for me and Katie. That's
the only night of the week you remember that, you like each other?
No, that's not true. But we're not giving up date night.
That's great. That's even if you're not, you don't even have to spend a lot of money on that. No. It's more about just taking the time away and it just being the two of you.
Unless you're getting coffee, apparently. Date night is going getting coffee.
Maybe we should just go get soda because we won't give up soda. Yeah, so two birds with one stone.
Dirty soda place?
Yeah, there's Sip. That's popular.
Is that the one that's right around the corner from here?
It's just, that way.
There's always a line there.
Yeah.
Around the block. It's like Popeyes. There's always a line around the block of Popeyes.
Or that like crumble cookie place. People love that place.
Oh my God. I, at my previous employer, they bought us crumble cookies because we hit like some bonus. And I don't think I've eaten something that tasted that good, but also I had to immediately stop eating. You know what I mean?
Because of how sweet it was?
How
so dense?
I could immediately. It was like eating a marble. Like, it was so dense and so filling immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had like two bites. I was like, I'm done. I think I don't eat. Katie, don't make dinner for me tonight. I'm good.
Wow.
Let's see.
They are very good, though.
Well, this one makes sense. Therapy.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, if only that was covered by some kind of like healthcare system or something like that. It's cheaper than the consequences of skipping it, they say.
That's very wise.
ChatGPT will do the same thing.
No.
You don't need therapy. You just, have you heard of the Church of Scientology? They do it for free.
If you haven't heard of it, we have a really big sign downtown that'll teach you all about, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, if you need therapy from ChatGPT, I'll wait for the story that we have today.
Yeah,
that's coming up. ChatGPT is switching to erotica very soon. I'll just say this about Scientologists.
Yeah.
They're very picky.
Go on. What?
This is so embarrassing. I was walking, it was in Boston, and they were out on the streets, like trying to recruit people.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it by asking you, like, hey, come over. Have you ever wondered about your thetan levels or have you been feeling emotionally drained or anything like that? And they, like, I was with some of my former coworkers, and they asked him, they asked her, and then they saw me, and I was like expecting them to say something to me, give me their pitch, and they're just kind of like, all right, now we're good. No, we got enough. We're good. Because they pitch to those two and they're like, nope, no, thank you. And I was like, okay, here it comes. I get to get to shoot them down. And they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Wow.
No, we're good. We have enough.
So were you proud of that or did you feel a little bad?
I was ashamed. Yeah. I carry that with me to this day. Like, I'm not even good enough for Scientologist.
Yeah.
Like, come on. The Mormons always skip my house, too. Everybody always talking about the Mormons showing up at their house, you know, hey, yeah, doing the mission. Not once has that happened to me. I've also never been called for jury duty.
I have.
Never.
We get out of that pretty easily.
Scott didn't. Scott had to do it one year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I have been, I guess I've just been, like, I've been called for the pool, but then they text you at the last minute and say, no, we have enough people. That's happened multiple times.
And before you say it, text line, well, it's because you're not registered. I'm registered to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason.
Scott got on a jury. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised given what we do for a living.
It was years ago, but I vaguely remember it having to fill in on the days he was going.
Did he say something like, yeah, I work in media, but I don't actually follow what's going on and don't really have a clue because they care about the fact that we know what's going on in the world.
So you're saying did he lie to get on the jury? I don't know. You have to ask him.
I'd like to do it sometime.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I want like a month long jury.
A friend James was on a jury. He was on a grand jury, which means you're sequestered for a while.
Yes.
And
that's a long time.
That was crazy, though, JB, because he worked in the prison system and they still
conflict
let him
of interest
sit.
Much?
Right.
Well,
you can't go to your job at the jail because you're going to be on this grand jury deciding whether people go to your jail or not. Yeah. It's weird. Yes,
Scott's excuse for being able to get on the jury, he's because he follows the news. It's just whatever's printed out in front of him.
Sam didn't print it.
Okay,
let's not rag on Scott Parks.
It's his system. It's okay. It's just the system that works for him.
I'm going to come in tomorrow and he's going to have a gun's going to go off below the desk.
He's going to have it all booby trapped. Yeah, everything is like when you touch the mouse, music's going to play.
Hey, you're the one that made fun of Festivus Friday earlier in the show.
I didn't make fun of it.
Fun of
I directed people
tomorrow.
Towards it. I said it's tomorrow.
It's not what you said. It's how you said it.
I said, I don't care about your problems. That's true.
When did you become a middle-aged woman? It's not what you said. It's how you said it.
Wow. That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
That's...
I don't know. Something else is coming up. We got to get off of this now. We do not have an update from Arrowhead, by the way.
No, we were just wondering. We were like, oh my gosh, we did not hear anything at noon like we normally would.
Yeah. So they had the coaches, not Andy Reid, but the... like Dave Tobe, special teams, all that, speak at the podium. If you're wondering about the update we're waiting for, it's that left tackle Josh Simmons is missing, is not with the team. They don't know where or why. It's not that they don't know where he's at. It's that they don't seem to be telling anything about it. And earlier today, Quentin, do we have the audio of him talking? Nate Taylor, who covers the Chiefs for ESPN, was on Fesco's show, and he said this, which is concerning.
I do believe, Josh Simmons is back in, like, the Southern California, San Diego area, which is, his hometown. I had the responsibility yesterday not to ask Andy Reid, because I've done that already, but to really ask Patrick Mahomes, like, hey, man, have you talked to this guy? Patrick was very honest on Sunday saying he didn't know where Josh was and that, it's not every day the starting quarterback has to go to the coaching staff and say, where's the left tackle? Mm-hmm. And the coaching staff really doesn't have the best answer for your franchise quarterback. So when Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he's praying for Josh Simmons, I think we all need to take that cue from the quarterback. And, I'm fearful, I guess, is probably the best way I can explain what I've heard, some of which I've tried to gather and confirm, and other things that I'm still trying to, pursue in terms of just having a better understanding of what Josh is going through.
Yeah.
And fearful?
Fearful is a little bit...
Interesting choice of words.
And the thing with Nate is he is a guy that's always in the locker room. Mm-hmm. He's always talking to these guys. He is usually a very positive and upbeat person.
Yeah.
Him saying he's fearful is a little bit terrifying. And
fearful.
I was talking to Cody next door about this yesterday, and I've noticed that when we talk about it on the text line, there's always this pushback, like, just leave him alone. What business is it of yours? I get that, but we care about the team. We care about how they do. And we also care about him. And it's, you can't sit here and act like this is normal.
Right.
That for somebody who's getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport that we all watch and all enjoy, for him to just disappear one day.
And that, frankly, there's a lot of money in.
Right.
I mean, there's just a lot of money on the table when it comes to this team.
And it would, it's fine. The only reason it's fine is because, fortunately, the Chiefs invested in a really good left, swing tackle.
Yeah.
Over in the offseason in Jalen Moore. But if they didn't have that, man, Patrick Mahomes could be getting crippled out there.
Yeah. And it's, I understand, like, the pushback of, it's not our business, we don't have a right to know. From a PR standpoint, this would be so easy to calm.
Yeah.
You know, 10 words. He's dealing with a family matter. He's okay. We look forward to having it. Whatever, you know. And then you forget about it. It's the mystery that makes it seem bigger than it might be.
And I feel like they've mismanaged this a little bit. I feel like they, by being so secretive, mm-hmm. they've made it seem like it's probably so much worse than it is. It could just be a young man is having some anxiety, some mental struggles. It happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, then give him his privacy. But the fact that they're not mentioning that or saying that is kind of worrisome, like Nate said. Coming up, ChatGPT erotica, everybody.
Woo!
Get ready to put OnlyFans out of business.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.